This is a massive report. According to one NBA insider, he states that the Brooklyn Nets will absolutely trade Mikal Bridges this summer. But according to this insider, Brooklyn would trade Mikal to the New York Knicks. We're going to break down this latest report and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. NBA insider Bill Simmons reports that Mikal Bridges will be traded by the Brooklyn Nets. This is music to my ears, guys. If you've been watching this channel, then you already know Mikal Bridges is one player I want the Knicks to absolutely go after if he's available. The problem is, it's Brooklyn and it's the Knicks. And when you think of those two teams, the last thing you think about is those teams doing business together. However, according to NBA insider Bill Simmons, he actually reports that Mikal Bridges will be traded this summer and he will be going to the Knicks. If Leon Rose can make this happen and get this deal done, it will be one of the best deals in Knicks franchise history. First, let's break down the reports from Bill Simmons. According to the latest reports, Bill Simmons believes that Mikal Bridges will be traded from the Nets to the Knicks this summer. I think that's who they want. I think they'll overpay. We looked into what he stated further and got the following information. According to Simmons, they, the Knicks in this situation, have a lot of options. I really think they're going to get Mikal Bridges as the big target. I think that's who they want. I think they're going to try and overpay because I think they want those four Villanova guys together. And I don't think they want like a major star. They want somebody like that. Simmons' reports are consistent with other reports out there suggesting that the Knicks internally consider this offseason the time to push their chips in for a star player. New York owns all of their future picks, swaps, and plus four additional first-round selections projected through 2027. Shout out to NBA insider Bill Simmons for giving us the following information about Mikal Bridges and him potentially being traded by Brooklyn this summer. The Knicks need to target Mikal. He is the perfect fit for this team for a number of reasons. Let's put aside the Villanova connection for a second. Mikal Bridges, his style of play under Tom Thibodeau, he would thrive. Mikal Bridges is a high-level defender, and him defending under Tom Thibodeau, he would grow, he would take his defense to another level. I think he would become an even more locked-down defender. Tom Thibodeau would get that out of him. And can you imagine a team that has OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges on it? What damage could that do to the league? Talk about lockdown defense. And then on offense, OG Anunoby, he can shoot the three. He can shoot the mid-range. He can drive. Mikal Bridges, he can shoot the three. He can shoot the mid-range. He can drive. And the thing with Mikal Bridges, he's an all-star, but he's not a superstar. And the type of all-star that he is more of a lockdown defender. Now, even though he can give you buckets when you need him to, that's not his role. The role for Mikal Bridges on any team, especially a championship team, should be Mikal playing lockdown defense and going to get you 25 or 20 or 18 or how many ever points you need, depending on what's happening on the floor. Maybe Jalen Brunson's having an off night. Maybe Randall's having an off night. Maybe OG Anunoby can't find it. And that's when you're going to need Mikal Bridges to go out there and step up. Mikal Bridges as your third or fourth option on a team that has Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle. Talk about offensive firepower. They are probably going to destroy the league. I have no doubt in my mind about that. Not only defensively, but offensively as well too. And have we forgotten? We're going to keep Josh Hart. We're going to keep Dante DiVincenzo. Where are those guys going to be? On our bench? So the guys who were killing it as starters all year long because we had to deal with injuries, those same guys are going to come off our bench. I want to see a second unit have to deal with Dante DiVincenzo and Josh Hart. And the way that Tom Thibodeau switches, sometimes you might see the Villanova quartet out there. That's right. Jalen, Dante, Hart, and Mikal Bridges. If you add Mikal Bridges to the core of players that we already have on this team, Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby. This team automatically becomes an NBA Finals contender each and every year. That's how good and impactful Mikal Bridges is. That's how good of a player he is. But it all depends on the system and the team he's playing for. I don't think he's in the right situation in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is trying to build around Mikal. That doesn't make sense. Mikal is not the star to build around. Mikal is a star you bring in to complete your championship team. And that's the team you run with all the way to the NBA Finals. The Knicks are set up for that. We are one or two moves away from becoming that team. Mikal Bridges absolutely makes this team an NBA Finals contender. Now, I did say put it to the side earlier, but that doesn't mean we weren't going to talk about it at all. The Nova connection. The Nova quartet potentially could be making an appearance next season, at least according to Bill Simmons. However, we can't take away from chemistry and what that means to every single NBA team. We already saw it. Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and Jalen Brunson, they know how to play together, they trust each other, and when they're on the court, you can see it. Mikal Bridges, if he was on this team, we would absolutely see it too. When you win together and you develop that brotherhood, it's lifelong. It never ends. And that's why if Mikal came on this team, that chemistry would be apparent right from the start once again, because you don't really lose that. And to get back into that rhythm, it doesn't take too long. Those guys played up and down the road for so many games. They understand what it feels like to play together, and them coming back together for this Knicks team, the team that we're building, the championship culture we're trying to create, having the Villanova quartet on this roster can only help with that. But I know what you're thinking. Let's say Brooklyn magically makes Mikal Bridges open and available for trade, and they magically want to trade with the Knicks. You see how many things have to go right for a Mikal Bridges trade to the Knicks to happen? But let's say all of that occurs. What would a trade package look like for Brooklyn to want to trade him to the New York Knicks? Well, thankfully, after looking at a number of different reports on this particular trade, I was able to find an article from Empire Sports Media that gave us the following trade package where the Knicks get Mikal Bridges and the Nets get the following package. Bojan Bogdanović, Jericho Sims, a 2024 Knicks first round pick. That's the number 25 overall pick that we have. 2025 first round pick via the Bucks, top four protected. A 2026 Knicks first round pick that's also unprotected as well. That trade package, according to them, would get the Knicks Mikal Bridges. What? Wait, huh? I have to give up Bojan Bogdanović, Jericho Sims, one of my picks from this year, a pick that I don't own from Milwaukee, and a 2026 pick that's mine. That's the only pick that really hurts. But other than that, I have to give up just that to get Mikal Bridges? I am doing that deal every single day. That means I keep Randall, OG, Jalen Brunson, and I get Mikal Bridges. I keep Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, I Hart, and also Mitchell Robinson. That's a championship contender team. Absolutely. No doubt about it. That trade package, I am absolutely doing. I have no idea why that would be the trade package, because maybe they think that Mikal Bridges' trade value has gone down in the last few months. And I can understand why. If you've watched his performance with the Nets, it has not looked good this year. But maybe you can blame that on the coach, because it was reported that that coach that they had in Brooklyn was not running a lot of plays for Mikal, and he was often frustrated. So maybe next year, a different coach, more offensive schemes run for him. Maybe he'll have a different year. Maybe his value will go up a little bit, and maybe that's what Brooklyn is hoping for. They get his value up just a little bit more, and then they execute a trade for him, because they probably have to know at this point, he is not the star to build around. He is not the player to build around. You need another player, either via draft or via trade, to build around. And then you add Mikal to that core. Mikal is not the single piece that you build around. It just doesn't make sense. I have no idea how somebody keeps their job after losing potentially three future Hall of Famers. That just doesn't make sense. But you know what? If you want to keep on burning down Brooklyn, go ahead. Make a trade with the Knicks. Send Mikal where he wants to be. With the Knicks, we'll give you this trade package. You'll get some picks. You'll get some players. And you do what you do. And we will do what we do. That would be great. Now, do I think Brooklyn would accept this particular trade offer? In my honest opinion, no. It doesn't make sense. You obviously want to ask for more in any type of Mikal Bridges deal. You want a potential star or a budding star in any potential Mikal Bridges deal if you're Brooklyn. But again, they don't know how to do business. They oftentimes make bad deals. So maybe, you never know, this deal potentially could get done. It all depends on Leon Rose, Sean Marks, a lot of things going our way, and a lot of luck in order for everything to go right and Mikal Bridges to be traded from Brooklyn to the Knicks. But again, according to Bill Simmons, NBA insider, he did report that Brooklyn is going to trade Mikal this summer, and the team he's going to be traded to will be the Knicks. That will make my day. It will be one of the best days of my life. I will be jumping and celebrating up and down. Best believe there will probably be 4 or 5 videos of me just being excited about Mikal being on this team if and when that trade would occur. But as of right now, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to wait till the offseason, and I'm just going to watch what Leon Rose and this Knicks front office does. Because after this season, one thing is clear. I trust in Leon Rose. Whatever he does, I'm good with it. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that the Brooklyn Nets will trade Mikal Bridges this summer and they will trade him to the Knicks? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.